Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, I know that we did say we were going to get straight into the emails, but we have got some breaking news.
Real news.
I haven't got any jazzy theme tune or anything to play. Well, you know, like, I've got in my head that ba 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 ba.
Oh yeah, this da 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 da. Oh, was that from? Was that Blind Day?
Yeah, was that Cilla Black? Was it? Was that? Yeah, I'm sure it was Blind Day.
Single ladies. Is that the command?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. We're going to get copy struck again on this one. Cilla Black coming back from the grave to get us. Jesus.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, now.
Fuck you. Paul O'Grady coming out. It's almost in a minute now. Right, so the breaking news is we've got the Real Talking hotline. We have got the phone ready. We don't need, but we would like you to send in text messages, WhatsApp, whatever. It's not going to be on me all the time. So they're not going to be able to just ring me whenever you want, or thinking that I'm going to answer. To be fair, I won't answer any phone calls. Just text or WhatsApp, and then we'll ring, read it out on the pod. Because, you know, I've been thinking for a little while, it will be a little bit easier for the listeners at home. Instead of opening an app and sending an email, just open the app and send a text message instead. You know, because everyone's always texting or WhatsApping.
No, but it's just easy just to put the number in, isn't it?
In general, I do think it's just going to be easier just to send a text, little hello, what's going on, lads, or whatever. You know, just send it over to the number. So you need to get yourselves a pen and paper ready, or jot it straight into the phone, open that phone app on your phone, and get ready to type in the numbers. So it is, right, so if you're outside of the UK, you've got to put +44, but, you know, anyone in the UK is 0747 0488 096.
Yeah.
And once again, for anyone that doesn't listen properly the first time round, or can't keep up with writing it down on the old pen and paper, old school, you know.
Or you could just pause the podcast and then get yourself ready, then write it down.
Well, to be fair, it's going to be in the description of the of the podcast as well.
But just do it again, Judge. Yeah, you know, make sure they get it.
Yeah, we'll be said many times throughout, and there's no visual YouTube video again this week just because of the camera issues. But when there is the camera properly back on and there's a proper YouTube video on, it will be bouncing around the screen at them points as well. So once again, it is 07 47 04 88 096.
Yeah, and like JD said, anyone texting from outside the UK, put 44 instead of the zero.
Yeah.
So yours would be 44 747 04 88 096. So I'm reading that upside down.
I thought you'd be quite well.
Up into the 96. I was like, oh, did it confuse me?
6-9. So yeah, you know, the bat phone is ready. That is the Real Talking hotline.
Yeah, no pics, please. JD,
no, you can send pictures.
JD, want no dick pics.
You can send them if you want me to put them on the YouTube. You know, so I will, it's not like we're earning money from it anyway, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, send whatever. And yeah, whatever messages or videos, pictures, whatever you want to send. And yeah, you'll get a little shout out.
That's
for
good,
it.
Because if someone could send a video and go, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, voice notes. If you want a voice note to be played out as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's endless, limitless possibilities. You know, whatever you know that you can do on a phone, because I'm sure most of you will know more than what we do, because I'll just text. I don't even use WhatsApp.
I only seen the other day, you can send, you know, a voice note on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
You can send like a video, like a Snapchat video. So like it's 20-second, 30-second video, but like of yourself talking. So, like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Neither did I.
So, if anyone that didn't know, you just hold the camera. So, you hold the camera icon down rather than pressing it once to get your camera. You hold that down and then you can send, like, a voice note. But how the voice note works, but as a little Snapchat
don't even
recording.
Do voice notes, so... it's too much for me.
I hate when someone Snapchat, then you text them, then they're still voice. Sorry, when someone voice notes you, and you text, and I voice note you back near, and I'm just like voice noting back. Yeah.
I'd rather just make the phone call. I just can't be asked. Ain't got time to be sitting there texting and voice noting all the time. Just ring, this is what's happening then. Crack on. It's just too much. But yeah, yous all know what to do. You know, just ping over the texts and whatever and that. We'll see where it takes us, hopefully we start getting a bit more traffic coming through the Real Talk hotline now. We'll start posting it and sharing your little texts and pictures and whatever.
Yeah, obviously for everyone that's listening, it'll be our 50th episode next week.
Yeah, so this is 49 as we're smooth talking in your ears. So, next one is number 50. So we do want a good few. You know, you can still email us.
We want a lot of questions, like a question fan. So just question after questions, just to keep us going. Just to
just to try and keep you more entertained. Like they're not already though.
Sometimes I don't think they are, mate.
Well, we've got enough people listening.
That's true.
Say enough, we can never have enough, but we have more of you lovely people listening at home. And so anyway, back to where we was at the end of last week's episode, because we was cutting it short because we're running out of time and that. So we've got more correspondence added on to it anyway. But what we're going to do is read the ones that we didn't have enough time for last week, do a bit more chat and rubbish, and then get on to the fresh emails, unless we haven't got enough time. But yeah, so we'll get into it. You know, we've beat around the bush long enough. You know, talking about the new Real Talk hotline. Don't forget, send the text and everything in.
Yeah, and that number is.
I shouldn't have shut the phone.
No, I'm joking. I was joking. The don't need to hear it again.
Yeah. I mean, we will say it again a little bit. So it's 07. Right, so first email that we didn't get to last week. We'll start off with Jess. Hi, Ash and JD. What's something that gives you the shudders, like nails on a chalkboard style? I hate microfiber cloths. Can't use them for cleaning, even with gloves on. Now, I get this because I know where she's coming from with the microfiber cloths. It is a bit of a weird thing, like the sensation when you touch him.
Yeah.
And then our John, he's freaked out by him. He can't even look at him without getting the shivers. But for me, dry sponge, so you're washing up sponges, be it your sink washing or you washing your car or whatever.
Yeah.
A dry sponge, I can't touch it, man. It's horrible. But I can, as soon as it's wet, it's all right then because it hasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't, I don't know, it's just something in the brain. It just feels weird. I don't know anyone else that's got that. I mean, to some, it's probably a fetish, a dry sponge thing, rubbing it on the skin or something. I bet there's some people with more fibers loving it as well, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm trying to think that because I'm trying to think, is there anything that makes me? The one thing that makes me, should have liked that is, when you have a yard broom.
Yeah.
And it's got the harder bristles on it.
The bristles, yeah.
And you're sweeping like a concrete floor, but it's not like a smooth concrete floor. It's like the stony one.
Yeah, the tarmac.
Yeah. And then ones, gives you that little shiver.
Yeah. It's just like, because some of the time, it's just the way something sounds.
Yeah.
And it just goes through you. Sometimes if you don't lift your feet properly when you're walking and it makes that squeaking noise on certain floor and that can go through, man. But definitely the sponges. I do get that, the microfiber cloths. Because it is microfibers, I do feel it if my skin's, my hand's feeling a bit dry or something. That particular moment as I touch it, I do feel it. Because I use them, I've always got one in the van. One next to me on the sofa at home because I'd use them to clean the glasses and that dog. So I do understand where she's coming from.
So do we reckon Jessie's got a messy kitchen now?
No, just using wet wipes. I can't imagine. It leaves
the marks, doesn't it? It leaves the smudges. It was where if you use a microfiber cloth, it gives that clean finish, mate. Well, it depends on what work surface she's got.
But it depends on what wipe you're using and what spray you're using first before the microfiber wipe.
Mm. I mean, the only real answer there is Dettol, but
no, I use elbow grease
for the sides.
Yeah, for the worktops and that. Yeah, just give it a little bit of a spray, and then I don't even use the microfibers. I use a kitchen towel. I'll spray it.
I wouldn't be saying.
Yeah, walk off for a minute, let it all just soak in, and then just give it a little wipe with the old kitchen towels and, nice and dry. No streaks or anything. It's all sweet. Happy days, man. Otherwise, Jess, how clean's your house? We need to know this now, don't we? Have you got a messy one? Is it clean? Does it smell nice? And if you don't like microfiber cloths, why do you keep buying them?
To be fair, she
can't even use them, even with gloves on. So I'm guessing she's got the marigolds.
The marigolds, yeah.
And she still can't even touch a microfiber.
People still use marigolds anymore.
Well, you can still buy them.
You can still buy them, but it's aprons. People wear, there's a stuff.
Yeah, the little beanies and that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen anyone wear? Because you used to, I remember back in the day, obviously, this is when people used to have, you remember nettings?
Yeah, the old net curtains.
And obviously in the summer's day, they used to roll the nettings up so you could you see the little grannies doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so a person in their actual home, I've not seen wearing a pinny to do the homework. God, they're not children. The housework. I haven't seen that. But on some of the jobs there's been, they'll hire a cleaner to come in.
They'll
whack them on because they'll put the rags in different pockets on the aprons and stuff. I can't say I've seen them out in B&M or anything to buy for, work purposes. I can't say I really know. Is this laptop doing? Excuse that. Laptop trying to have a mare there. Bloody.
And was in a roll, and again, was in a roll again, and that number is 074. Every now and again, we could just roll this number up, but no.
Yeah, well, we need to
get
them to memorize.
They could just pause it and then go back to it and play.
But they don't even need to pause. Just go, just scroll down. It'll be in the pod description. It's going to be there.
It's right there.
Be there or be square. Yeah. Why not?
But yeah, that's a thank you for your email.
Yeah. And then, yeah, how do you clean your house then if you don't like the Mark Farm gloves? We need to know.
It's multi-purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's not just cleaning your kitchen or, you know, using to clean your cars and stuff and, just clean everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
I suppose you could clean your feet if you wanted to with them, I don't know. Well, Jess won't because she doesn't like the feel of them. But, right, so the next email.
And again, this is from the ones we've missed last week.
So it's from Miles. Miles is still catching up. Don't know what episode they're at now, but this, again, I don't even know what episode they're referring to. But I don't really remember my dreams. It blows my mind how people can recall the whole thing. Do you believe they have meaning more than just your subconscious preventing you from wetting the bed? So, yeah, I know what that was one of the ones I did on my own. I had a dream. Basically, fucking, I woke up before I ended up pissing the bed. So, I think that was just before Christmas. It was as baby was born, anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, I have seen stuff like this before when some people just don't dream. And it's like, do you have a voice in your head as well?
Yes, it's so, like my own voice talking. Like I'm thinking, but it's talking as I'm what I'm thinking.
But is it your own voice though?
Yes, I just done that in my head. Yes.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasan. I'm an author and I'm an activist. And GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
It's my own voice. It sounds exactly like me. Yeah.
So, because in my head, I feel like it's my own voice as well. But he's, look, no.
Because some people seeing pictures, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like the way some people just, if they're quiet, they're not even thinking of anything. It's just like
nothing's going on. Yeah, no.
Just complete emptiness.
See, I'm the different because something's always going on here.
I'm always overthinking.
I wish I could be one of those people where I got nothing going on. Yeah, there, like, and just switch that off and just be like, yeah.
See, my way of switching off is having like a podcast on or something or physically watching the TV, playing a game, whatever, that's how I can stop the intrusive thoughts coming in. Whereas if I've got nothing going on, if there's nothing else to distract me, then yeah, there's loads of all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Like when I'm driving, that's terrible because I always like, it's like Final Destination in my head because I'm looking around because I'm always trying to concentrate on the road, which obviously you have to do. So I'm looking like four cars ahead on the motorway thinking, that fucker might move over now.
Yeah.
Cause that person to slam on the brakes and then everything's going to go wrong. You know, it's always just, I don't know, over analyzing things.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I've been quite fortunate.
But also you get those times when you drive where you end up at your destination and you're like, how the fuck have I got here?
No, I did have that the other day.
They're mad ones when you're like, fucking hell. Yeah,
but it was because I was engrossed in the podcast, listening to them and laughing and that I've still, even though I've got, using my phone as my sat nav. So I'm still paying attention to it to make sure I know, even though I knew where I was going. But I'm listening, laughing and that. And then the next thing I'm like, Oh shit, yeah, I'm here.
I'm at my destination.
Yeah, I'm round the corner. Do I need to get milk? No, I'm all good. Sounding straight to the job. And it's because I'm being distracted. Otherwise, if I didn't have my headphones and I'm listening to something, if I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking of all sorts of stupid stuff. Stuff that you don't need to think of as well.
No, my partner, whenever I'm driving, it's always when I'm driving, not when I'm a passenger. She'll go, what are you thinking about? And I go, nothing. She goes, I can tell you're thinking about something because I move my hands, like gesturing something. So I've got one hand on the steering wheel and then my gear stick. And when I'm not changing gears, I'm like keep flicking it.
Yeah, so like, it's like you're doing your Italian talking.
Yeah.
Mamma mia. That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but going back to the dreams.
Dreams, that was it. I forgot what the original point was.
No, I can sometimes I can have a dream and remember bits of it, and then sometimes I can have a dream and remember all of it. You know, so that is a bit strange. Sometimes you can have a dream and you're like, what did I dream about? I know I had one, or you just remember like a certain section of it, and there's times where you can remember the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time I do remember the gist of the dream, at least, anyway. I don't know why it would pop to mind, but I don't really know of any time that I wake up and I've not had a dream. Yeah. But I always feel like I've been dreaming, and then I'm waking up.
See, I always thought you dream when you're in a deep enough sleep, but it's the opposite. It's when you're not in a deep sleep. That's when you dream. But did Miles ask if there's meaning? Do we think there's a meaning beyond?
Yeah, so Miles doesn't really remember dreams. And so, do you think that there's meanings, subconscious or anything? Because it is a belief for a lot of people, isn't it?
That
your dreams are correlated to stuff.
More visions than a...
And it's almost like the star signs, and that it's reading your future or giving you signs from the past or whatever. I don't know. I suppose you could deep dive into it, really, couldn't you? I think I've had a fair few deja vu moments because of dreams as well.
Yes.
But again, you can't prove that deja vu was a dream.
Yeah, because I know I've thought that before. I've seen that before.
I remember. Well, I think it was the first time I had deja vu.
I was going to say, have you ever had deja vu? Because normally with me, when I have deja vu, it's like when you see an image, like when you look at something and you're like, I've seen this before. And in that movement, like it's like a 5-second video of you doing that. And I've done that before.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one where it's like, say, like longer than 10 seconds, where it's like 15 seconds, where you know you're having deja vu, and then in the thing, what happens next happens as well?
I've done that.
Them ones are freaky.
Yeah, and you're in it, and you're like, well, I've got deja vu. I remember having deja vu doing this before as well. It's like Inception deja vu or something. You're like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, God. But I remember, I think it's the first time it pops to bed anyway. So, you know the park up the road from Tim's?
Yes.
I remember walking down from there as if I was walking to Tim's, and then it popped in my head. I know I've done this before, and the way the cars come past at the same time. I remember that car coming past while doing this, and it sticks on my head because of the way those slabs on the pavement were all cracked. That's what triggered it in my head. But obviously, the slabs are cracked everywhere on every pavement, really. So it's just the correlation in your head. This is a similar to this bit, but it always stuck in my head that one.
It's like when you watch the Truman Show, and after you go, is that about me? Is this happening to me? Really? And I don't know. As soon as everyone watched the Truman Show, I remember going to bed. I went, I wonder if that's like, is that based on me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just.
I love that sometimes as well, where I'm like, right, that car's been behind me for a long time, a day following me. And you sort of you're thinking about something, and then it will pop up on the radio or the TV or something. You're like, is that because I'm in the Truman Show?
Yeah.
Not just because the phones and everything are listening to you.
But dreams are a weird construct because, as you said, some people believe they hold value. Some people, they're just dreams.
Mm.
Some people don't have them. So it is weird how people determine the difference between, say, you having a dream to someone else having a dream and you thinking it was just a dream, someone going, it means something. Yeah, it's a weird construct, but...
Yeah, because yeah. There's even some people that believe that what we're actually living is the dream, and then when they go to sleep, that's when they're actually living the real life.
Nah, because you wouldn't... The emotions when you have a dream, when you sleep and you have a dream, you don't have the... You feel free. Even if it's a nightmare, you feel there's nothing. You know, you said we were just speaking about it, there's stuff going on in your head. But when you're having a dream, in that moment, you're not overthinking in that moment. You're just panicking or enjoying or whatever, experiencing it.
No, so you say that, but this is how sad my fucking dream lives are, because the amount of dreams that I have that I'm grafting as well.
Oh my God.
I know it's horrible. And it's like
grafting on my tree.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, say fit in a kitchen or whatever, and I'm struggling with something, and I'm like, fuck's sake, why isn't this working or whatever? And then I'll wake up, I'm like, why am I dreaming about that? I've just done it all day. I don't need to go to sleep and then dream about it as well.
Yeah, you don't need to. I've never dreamt about working ever.
To be fair, yours would be worse. Dreaming about making pallets.
Nightmare. Being nightmare. God.
But yeah, I do. Like, sometimes I'm like, why that? Like, I remember, like, I don't remember the whole dream, but there was one the other week. And like, in the dream, Chuck Norris was gay. And like, I don't know why. Like, when I first woke up, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's a funny story. And then all I can remember was Chuck Norris was gay. Like, I don't even know why.
Yeah, why gay? Why Chuck Norris?
I don't know. Well, I think I know why, because there's, I don't know if it was an advert on TV or if it was like a TikTok video or whatever, but it was like two geezers sitting in like an American diner. Chuck Norris walks in and like they start doing the Chuck Norris blah, blah. You know, he doesn't get sunburnt and the son gets Chuck Norris and whatever, back and forth to each other. And then the one geezer's like, oh, do you reckon he's still got it? He picks up the salt shaker. He's like, oh, I bet you $10 he catches this, chucks it, he fucking Chuck Norris roundhouse kicks it, and it hits the geezer back in there. And so I think because of that, that's why Chuck Norris was in the dream.
But why the guy?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember what he did in the dream to make him be gay as well.
He's just gay, Chuck Norris.
I wish I could just easily say, like, I walked into a room and he's there sucking cock or something, but I don't know.
And plus, Chuck Norris weren't gay. Gay was Chuck Norris. So, yeah.
Chuck Norris made that flag.
Yeah. But, Miles, thanks again for your email.
Yeah. Hopefully you're all caught up now.
Yeah. I mean, he's not far off, really. That's only like six. No. Yeah, it's about six or seven, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. So, obviously nothing interesting enough for him to send another email. Thanks for that, Miles. Right. So there is another email from James. We'll get onto that on the next part. But we did have the Reds 92. He emailed the other week. And again, he's asking about some footballing knowledge from ourselves. Because the other week it was the favourite players question from him. So, hey up, fellas. So he's asking me what my opinions are on Jim Radcliffe. So, as of now, it's all official. He's got the, I think it's 27.7%.
Well, he's taking control of that.
So, he's taking control over the footballing matters.
And also, which I didn't know, the other person that, what's his other company?
Ineos.
So, the other person he's got that with is like, I don't know. I don't know if he's a partner. He's, so you know Jim Ratcliffe's worth like 15 billion.
I think he's got 60.
Whatever it is, he's got someone else from Ineos. In on the Man U board that's worth 6 billion himself.
So David Brailsford.
That's the one, sorry, yeah.
You
own 27%.
Because David Brailsford did the Diary of a CEO. I don't know if it's a podcast or something, but it's just what I keep hearing. Oh, he's related to.
No. Obviously, maybe I'm getting mixed up then, but I know someone that is moving over to the Man U board is a billionaire as well.
I don't believe that's Sir David Brailsford. I don't know. Well, they're all minted, aren't they?
Yeah, sorry, Jack.
But as an individual shareholder, he's the majority now, but the Glazers as a whole still own the bulk of the club. I mean, you know, I wanted 100% takeover, whether it would have been Qatar or if anyone else would have come in. You know, there was a rumour about Elon Musk at one point, you know, Amazon or whatever. It wouldn't have mattered who. It just would have been, we believe, as United fans, would have just been best for the Glazers completely out.
Yeah, just get them out.
You know, because you look at the figures, how much dividends they've taken out over the years. You know, there's arguments from other fans that like, oh yeah, but you just spent $2 billion, but not well.
Yeah.
Haven't spent it well.
Yes, and that's the thing.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, all the stupid, not looking after the stadium, stupid stuff like that.
And you would expect with Radcliffe coming in that they wouldn't be taking so much money out of the club because he can't be like, I'm putting billions in and you're taking millions out. That doesn't make sense. So there's got to be some kind of understanding there that I'm putting money into it, you ain't taking for quite
a bit. Hopefully that's all a part of
you would assume so, because otherwise it's just,
You know, as I say, so there's a couple of things that look promising. So as I did mention the other week, getting Omar Berada from Man City, who's going to be our new CEO. I'm still a bit dubious about that. So he's on garden leave from Man City at the moment because he was under contract still.
Could you come out this week as well that Old Trafford is they are building a new stadium potentially?
Yeah, so where Jim wants to go with it basically is if he can get government funding, then he'll build a new stadium.
Right.
He doesn't want to put $2 billion of his own money to build because it won't be just the stadium, it's the infrastructure around, one about building houses. It will be like
a complex, it's not just a football, it'll be used for start like concerts and stuff like that.
Tottenham Stadium, there'll be restaurants and hotels and all sorts,
so it's multi purpose,
So if he can get funding from the government, then he'll build a new one, because there's they own a plot of land right next to Old Trafford, so they'd be able to build on that and still receive the full match day revenue from Old Trafford. But if he can't get that, then he's more likely just going to renovate. But again, there's complications with that because I think it's beyond the Matt Busby stands, there's the railway line, and so, you know, trying to expand on.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasan. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Now, with the railways, it's awkward and you're losing revenue because you've got to shut a whole stand down while the work's getting done and whatever. So, which to be fair, I mean, these people that do those jobs, it's like the roadwork people. They just fucking drag it out. It's like there's no rush for them.
And there's so much red tape, I suppose, and I'd have to go for
Well, with the logs of a stadium, you've got to make sure the health and safety's on it. But, we'll see. It's going to be an interesting couple of years. There was an interview the other day. I mean, to be fair, he'd asked this question before everything was finalised this week. There was the interview. So Jim was like, want to knock Man City and Liverpool off the perch, get us back to the glory days and whatever. which is all good and well saying it, but action needs to be taken.
Yeah.
You know, so the logs of the Jadon Sancho.
Antony.
Well, Antony's had a mad one because of obviously the allegations from his ex-missus. Mm. That's going to blow your head. But still, you think with all the help that's available to you, with all the money you want.
It's more the price tag.
Yeah.
For like what you've paid for the value of the player.
Yeah, but
that's not
the player's fault.
No, of course not. But that's where you go back to where it needs to go. Obviously, the money that they spend needs to get spent better.
Yeah.
Because I saw a report on Antony where they could have signed him for 20 million 4 weeks earlier.
If it would have been the start of the transfer window, then it would have been a lot.
It's so late that there was like, well, this is the promise now. And just went, yeah.
It's because after like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks of that transfer window, Ajax had already sold half their starting squad. And so they were like, no, we don't want to sell anymore. And even though he was on 20 grand a week and they upped him up to 200 grand a week. I know it's stupid. Like, you know, he could have easily just says
70 grand and you fucking
not even that. He could have just 50 grand a week. Fucking, it would have been all right.
200 grand. That's the thing. They put all these people on too much money for what they're worth. They can't move him on like Martial. 275 grand a week. They can't move him on. No one's going to pay Martial 275 grand a week. Well, I don't think so anyway. Maybe some Saudi team would now, but no one's going to buy him and then pay him 275 grand a week. It's just...
But it will happen with a lot of the players. So I'll be shocked if they opt in for the extra year for Martial.
Yeah.
So he'll go on a free in the summer. But I can see him doing a lot the same as Jesse Lingard, just sitting around trying to get a club, but not getting one.
No, I think he'll get a club quicker than Lingard. I do like there is a player in there.
As long as he stays fit.
Yeah, that's I was just going to say, maybe the Premier League isn't for him because of injuries.
But even when he went to Sevilla on loan for the season a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he didn't do well, did he?
Injuries then as well. But, you know, we'll see what happens with him. But, yeah, there's a few players that need to go. I think it's all down to just getting... So, like, with Dan Ashworth, you know, he said that he does want to accept the job offer as sporting director. But Newcastle are just digging their heels in, saying they want 20 million. Awards are going to make him go on garden leave as well. You know, need to get that background staff sorted out as quick as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they can...
But it looks like that's what he's doing, though. It does look like he's getting everything in place for the summer.
Yeah, if he can, then it's going to be an interesting couple of years. Now, I'm realistic. I'm not expecting things to go, just change next season, we'll be winning the league or whatever. But if we can get on top of it, get the right signings, sell the right players.
Does Rashford need to go?
Yeah, I think if...
It's his time to
go. If PSG did come in and say, right, we'll give you 60 mil for him. We're like, yeah, so take it. You know, because I think at PSG, China as well. You know, Farmers League, easy.
Yeah, he doesn't have to try, does he?
Nah, you'll be laughing.
Walk around and no one will tell him.
Nah, you know, because you think PSG is not really one where the front three track back and defend anyway. So I think he'd be laughing in that league. He'll, get a fair few goals behind him, but it's just, it's not enough effort. And I think he's realised now he's not the main man.
Yeah. Did you see him tracking back in Luton when Ross Barkley ran around him?
He didn't do much, but...
Did you see the video where I'm referring to?
Well, I watched the game live.
Yeah. So there's a clip going around where Rashford's got the ball in Man United's half and he's able to like do a U-turn with the ball, like a big massive U. And obviously Rashford's facing up to him and he's literally got the ball, knocked it to his right, knocked it straight, knocked it to his left there. And Rashford still was in front of him, then he ends up behind him. Like it literally walking pace, mate.
Yeah. So if that's when I think it was towards the end of the game,
it might have been, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but he's been like it all season, though. You know, I think he overhyped himself last season. He's got the contract. And he's like, I don't need to work for it now.
And that's what we spoke about before.
Yeah.
To get a good contract, and they can sit on that contract, and there's nothing that I can do there. Unless they want to pay him the contract off to move on. But,
I know. Mm. I mean, we have gone over it before. I think more of these contracts need to be a standard wage and then you get the bonuses, or get paid for playing, which I know not many players are going to accept that, but you know, it's too much
it's
money,
not hard it? To ask for just to run your bollocks off for was he 350 a week, whatever he's on there.
Yeah, was he
374? I can't. It's a shitload of money, isn't it?
I think it's 325 grand, because when he fucked around in Belfast the other week, he was fined 2 weeks' wages apparently, and that was 650 grand.
Right. It's not hard. It's just run your bollocks off for 90. Just be fair enough to run your bollocks off for 90 minutes.
Yeah,
that's literally. That's all you have to do. And obviously he's got the quality, but it's that mentality of just run your bollocks off 90 minutes.
Yeah. It's
two times a week, you get your 325, your appearance fees, your goal bonus if you score.
Yeah.
But what more do you want, lad?
Well, you know, bad news for United, I only just read this like an hour ago. Rasmus Højlund's out for a couple of weeks now as well.
Well, what's going on there? Just injured.
He doesn't say what the injury is. But yeah, so spoilers for any Man United fans that are listening to this before they've seen any team news before tomorrow's. So today, as you're listening to this, if you listen to it as it comes out, you know, Saturday is 10 a.m. We are playing Fulham, 3 o'clock kickoff. So yeah, no Rasmus Højlund. Don't know what it is. But I've been waiting for it, to be fair. Only striker we've got fit and available. He has been playing 90 minutes. Well, it's not even 90 minutes now, though, is it? Like every game, it's like 4 or 5 minutes added on the first half and up to like 10 minutes added on the second half. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how they can expect these players to play that long. And with the stop starting because of the VAR checks and that, like, this is what has been not just United. So many injuries across the whole league this season because of just the ridiculous stop-start. And it will get even worse if this blue card situation does come into situation.
Yeah, I don't like that.
With the sin bins.
No, I don't like that.
You think the player's going to be like, all warmed and that, then sitting down for 5 or 10 minutes, coming back on, there's going to be hamstrings popping all over the place.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nah, hopefully it gets chinned off.
It's like an American idea. It's just...
Well, Canadian really, isn't it? Because it's ice hockey.
But yeah, it's just
gonna work. Hopefully it doesn't come in.
And who was that from, sorry?
Reds 92. There was a second part to the question.
Oh, fair one.
I've just been rattling on about United. I mean, yeah, short and brief. It's looking promising, but I'm not gonna count the chickens before the eggs are hatched. And so he's asked, do you think Birmingham can turn things around?
Oh, you know what? I would have said yes last week, but obviously Tony Mowbray has now gone away for a few weeks. I don't know if you know, have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah. So after the win on the weekend, he's not going to be available for the rest of the season. Obviously, he's gone operational or whatever. But I think we're safe enough now, considering where we are, because I think that win put Birmingham to 14th in the table, if I'm not correct.
I was looking at the championship the other week, to be fair. And
if you go on a good run, you can fly up.
Yeah, it's close, because even like with the promotion spaces and that as well, it's like, I think it's like the top 12 are like 1 or 2 points within the four, like the knockout round. So between third and sixth. Because the last I looked, even Coventry were like 1 point off and then goal difference or something.
That's it, yeah. So
it's mad, because the championship, it is a real good league. You know,
it's competitive.
You could put it up against most of the other top leagues around the world, and it would, you know, the teams would beat them.
Yes. So looking at it now, Blues is currently in 15th. So I think for this season, that's it. I can't see us getting relegated. Obviously, the only one. So QPR, who is in our 22 position in the moment. I got 32 points. But then there's a lot of teams in between us. So there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 teams that have to do better than Birmingham now to get relegated. It's not impossible. But I feel another 2 wins. Yeah. Yeah. 45 points in this league. And I think you're pretty much safe. So,
but again, because the championship, because there's that many teams in there, it's a bit more harder to get to a certain point level, and then you can start relaxing.
Yes, yes.
Because with the Premier League, once you hit I think it is literally like 38, you know that you're not really going to get promoted. Relegated.
That's it.
But the Championship, it can just turn easily. Like within the space of 2 weeks, it's fucking
different. Look at Blues. I mean, with Ryan Rooney, was floating around that bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously he's come in, done a really good job. But so for this season, I think that's it for now. I think that's just it. We'll probably win 2 games, probably lose the remaining, but we'll be safe or whatever. You know, as long as we pick up 7 points. Mm-hmm. But next season, yeah, I think with Tony, with the new owners, with Tom Brady, I think with Tom Brady being there, being a Nike athlete, getting Nike money back in. Yeah,
because I did feel the same when Brady was involved, or getting into Blues then, that it was going to be a couple of years of a process.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, to be fair, not just because we are Brummies, grew up right by the Blues grounds, but it was always good, because Villa were either in the Championship or Blues were in the Premier League. There was only a few times where you'd still get those derbies, and them derby days were quality.
Yeah.
It's not the same as when they're playing against West Brom or Leicester.
I will say this though, with the new owners, they've put a lot into the stadium. Mm. I don't know if you went past it lately. It's all.
I haven't been past it for a good while, to be honest. But yeah.
So it's all like on a match day, they have all the fireworks or everything. The seats have all been redone on the inside. You know, it looks really nice. Looks really nice. So I think next season, the one thing I think your Blues have really lacked is a really good striker, but that's what everyone lacks. Just someone in that league that's going to get you 20 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've lacked that for a few years. But yeah, I think next season, I think we'll be in there. I think we might as well just jump onto the other emails, mate, considering.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, because we've done 42. Because we've talked about maybe just having a little break, because no, it's been a while. We might as well just carry on.
Yeah, yeah. But before we do, while it's just in my head, Wrexham, not really hearing much about them these days.
No, but they are doing decent in their league.
I don't know. The last I saw, I feel like they were just above Salford. But again, I don't even know. Because obviously Salford were doing well when they first come into the national leagues. But yeah, not much. Well, you don't really hear anything about Salford these days.
No, so at the moment, Wrexham are third, but obviously, and they're point behind second, and then 3 points off first with a game in hand. Ooh, so Stockport's on foot, match played 33 with 62 points. Manfield Town, 32 games played on 60 points. Wrexham, 32 games played, 59. So basically, if Wrexham and Mansfield win, they go first and second, and Stockport goes down to third. Yeah. No, I mean, imagine having fucking Ryan Reynolds as your fucking owner.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah. But they've done the right thing. Like, obviously, they must give a shit about Wrexham. They have to, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is an investment. That's nothing more than investment.
Well, you know, straight away, obviously, doing the training grounds, getting all the right equipment and that in.
Getting
the stands. And just having that Hollywood power of getting TikTok as the sponsor. You know, that was mega money for a club of that size. It was just ridiculous.
And they are smart because their friends can, like Blake Lively.
Yeah, Ryan's missus.
Yeah, she sponsors the women's team, on the shoulders. So you just think she can put a lot more money in.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. In there, because it's, you know, it's just coming from him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just TikTok, everything just coming into it.
Yeah,
like the Welcome to Wrexham, all that money goes straight back. If you just throw that money straight back in the club, just...
Yeah, and you think, outside of the football team itself as well, just having Ryan Reynolds' name associated with Wrexham itself, you know, you think the tourism alone and everything that's going to be generated, the amount of people that aren't even Wrexham fans or probably even football fans just going there on the off chance to try and meet Ryan. Mental. Yeah.
Have you watched Welcome?
I've not, no.
So you do have people, I think it was on the latest season, come from like, one from California. I think there's two or three now.
Oh, right.
So on the latest one, you have like people come from all over the world to come watch them play now.
Mental, isn't it?
But you see like Paul Rudd's there, David Beckham's been to a game.
I've seen a lot of the pictures of the other celebrities and that going.
Will Farrell as well went to a game.
Because with him, there was someone that says a story about seeing him there. They were like, oh, shit, it's Will Ferrell. He's got his hat on and a coat and that. And he's like, gone over. He's like, look, I'll have a picture with you, but don't shout about it. I just want to chill. But then, next thing, he's in the pub and everything, fucking having drinks with everyone and that. He'd be a sick geezer to me, to be fair, wouldn't it? You'd like to expect him to always be on the ball and having a laugh and that.
Yeah.
But I bet there is some time where
you couldn't keep that.
I suppose Sam's Jack Black as well, isn't it? Could you keep up that
persona? Not persona, because it's who you are. It's that just level energy of happiness. Because everyone expects you to be that guy. But even if you're 10% less than being that guy, it doesn't seem like you are.
But saying that, you know, they're not always going to be a two-faced like Dermot O'Leary, are they?
That's it.
Fucking prick. So since we were...
Thanks for your email as well.
Cheers for that.
That was from the Red 92, sorry.
Obviously he's going to be a United fan. I'm assuming it's a he as well. But since we're still on the football, let's bring on James. James is still changed.
I like James.
Shit, no. The fucking wall. The non-scouse fan.
What's that James lad saying?
Man City have got no chance. The title is Klopp's goodbye. I swear to these lads must be sitting at home. I can just imagine it. He's got the Liverpool bed sheets and that. He's got fucking the prime Liverpool fucking poster on the wall still with Steven Gerrard and fucking Carragher on the wall and that. Fucking Robbie Fowler sniffing. Fucking and he's got his little scarf on, he's got the little teddy bears and all that as well. I just see him sitting in his room, he's like, oh, Klopp's going, so fucking he thinks Liverpool are gonna do it.
It'd be really well done if they do it, but I think it's Man City's, like we said last week. I know the draw against Chelsea in the end.
Because that was a shock, really, weren't it? You know, Chelsea were fucking winning, Sterling goal as well. They were winning for a good chunk of the game, weren't they? And then it was late on, I think, that Man City pulled it back. But yeah, literally was just 1-1. Now, Liverpool played Luton, I think it was Wednesday night, which that was looking like it was going to be a shocker anyway.
Yeah.
I saw the score at half-time. Luton were winning 1-0. And, you see it all after when Man United played them on the weekend. Oh, it's only Luton, fucking rare. Luton are a hard team to play against.
Yeah.
You know, I think it all starts... You know, like old school a bit with this, like where it would start in the tunnel, start with that stadium for Luton because it's intimidating. You're walking through people's houses to get to the way end and that log.
People's back gardens.
Yeah. You know, it's not just I don't even know how many people the stadium holds, but it's not just them. Everyone's round at everyone's gaff and they're looking out the bedroom windows and that. You know, it's enclosed and it is their atmosphere, you know, so you can't get away from it. You're fighting a losing battle straight away there. And so, Liverpool were 1-0 down and pulled it back. So, as it does stand at the moment, 60 points, 26 games played. Man City have got that game in hand, though. But if they win it, they're 1 point behind them.
Who is their game in hand? Sorry, is it Brentford? I think it's Brentford, isn't it?
I think it was Luton, weren't it? Because it was a game postponed, I think.
Who did you have on? Oh, no.
Or it might be Bournemouth, though. I don't know. I feel like it's Luton though, because Luton had a game flooded off, didn't they?
Yes.
So I'm sure that was the Man City fixture, but either way, you know, it's more likely going to be a fucking easy win for them. Plus, Liverpool have played the extra game because they've got Chelsea in the Carabao Cup final this weekend, yes. Which, yeah, I suppose I'll watch it. I don't know whether I want to see fucking... Well, you know, I'd want Chelsea to win, but I think Liverpool will win it. Chelsea are a striker away and a good manager away.
Oh, I think they've got a decent manager. I think it's... See, I think if you put Romelu Lukaku back in there rather than at Jackson, and there's something else missing, I don't know what it is. It's too open. They're too open. And it's mad to say because they spend like 100 million on two centre midfielders. And
it just doesn't work.
There's just something missing right in there. Like yeah, that McAlealy. There's something just, it's not tall enough.
Yeah, but, it hasn't clicked for them.
No, but all in all, I think you are right though saying it. They are one or two pieces just from clicking.
Yeah, because, you know, Todd Bowley, it's like the old saying, all the gear, no idea.
Yeah.
All the money, but he's not spending it in the right places.
But it's not funny.
I mean, it's funny for a non-Chelsea fan, but spending £1 billion in like 2 years on a squad and not buying a striker.
Like, well, they brought out Jackson. Yeah. And he cost like 50 odd million.
Well, you know, when they could have got Osherman last season.
Yeah, look, like, it
would have been like 120 million for him or something.
But then when you're spending 100 million on.
Casado. Yeah. It's fucking another fucking drop in the ocean for him, isn't he? I did see, I mean, this still makes me laugh. Fucking Harry Kane. How can you go to a club that's won like
everything,
99 fucking Bundesliga titles out of the last 100, and then you go there and they're not going to win it this season? Mm. It's absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, I saw the other day that potentially he's not happy over there and he's being linked with Chelsea. Now, I believe it was 100 million that Bayern paid for him. So... What's that fee going to be? They're going to want the same back in that. And would he go to Chelsea?
Is he not happy? Oh, did they say why he weren't happy now? Was it because of Tuchel? Because he's been sacked now. Obviously, he's staying at the end of the season, but he's been sacked.
Yeah, which we'll get on to that in a minute for James, because that's going to be funny. I don't know. I mean, again, I do think Tuchel's a little bit overrated. But it just hasn't clicked. At first, it was all like roses. He was banging in the goals and that. But then it's just dropped off, hasn't it? You know, but obviously Tuchel was doing that at first with Chelsea. I don't know what cups he won now, but he did well in the first season. And then, I mean, it was a bit unfortunate. It was around the time when Roman Abramovich was getting all that shit, having to sell the club and that. So that's going to disrupt a team and a club. It has happened with United as well. So I understand that sort of things. But, you know, it's... I still just think we could be thrown in as managers of Bayern Munich, PSG, Real Madrid and that. And we could still do a decent enough job. You know, so it's not hard. I don't know why you struggled with Bayern because it is... You know, it's not even like it's Borussia Dortmund that's up there with them.
It's Leverkusen that's never won it.
Yeah, so...
But I have got a really good squad there. But nonetheless, you would still expect Bayern Munich to win with the players they've got.
Yeah, because any time any of the other Bundesliga clubs get a top-class player, Bayern just buys them straight away. So, you know, it's like the cheat code, any. You know? But, it's just ridiculous. I can't see Kane going to Chelsea, but I don't know. I mean, why would you go from Bayern Munich where you still have got a potential of winning? Because if it's not this season, then surely they're going to get back to it next year again. Well,
they're not going to go through a dry spell.
Nah. No. And then, you know, if you go to Chelsea, is it going to happen next year?
No.
Oh, not with Pochettino, anyway. That would be the only reason why he goes to Chelsea, just because he, you know, he's an old friend, an old boss. But, nah, can't see it happening.
But then would he go to Man U?
Don't want him. I didn't want him beforehand, anyway.
Fuck him.
Yeah, dickhead. Yeah. Fucking Dermot earlier.
So in regards to upselling James, are you referencing that Alonso is the favourite to go to Bayern Munich?
So, yeah, apparently there is already pre-contract talks that have already been held. And, yeah, it's basically nailed on. So if that is the case, who's taking over from Klopp then?
Or they've got to have something signed up. They must have had something in the bag before he announced it. They've got to have.
Yeah, you'd like to think that Klopp suggested.
Right, yeah, just so like, and then he's agreed in, like, now I can say.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't have no one, I can't see Klopp going, I'm fucking off still.
Mm.
But I think Klopp's going to end up being the Germany manager after. Is it the Euros this summer?
Yeah.
So I think he will end up being the German manager after the Euros.
Yeah, good to. You know, because that would be a lot easier for him as well.
Yeah.
You know, essentially, it's a full-time holiday because you're going around all over the world watching your players.
And then you just go back to your villa in Mallorca when you're chilling.
Yeah, and then a couple of weeks every now and again. Right, come on then, lads. You come over. We'll have a little fucking chat. Go play against fucking someone else and done.
Yeah.
Send them back. So, yeah, I suppose he'd be happy doing that for a couple of years.
If Alonso goes to Bayern Munich, it would. I don't think. See, I know what they're on about. Is you see Roberto from Brighton,
their manager,
De Zerbi. Yeah. I don't. I can't see him fitting Liverpool. They need. I think they need like a big personality, player.
But I mean, who are them big personalities these days as a manager?
I was gonna say. That's why I said a big player like Alonso, because they carry, like Arteta, they carry that presence with them. But, you know, I can't see him. Someone, it's hard. It's
gonna be hard for
him. The timing's not right. Maybe he'll might end up being Tuchel now. If they haven't got someone lined up.
No, because Tuchel's trying to throw his hat into United's fucking eye line, you know, because it's, with new owners, they tend to get a new manager, which I think would be really unfair on Erik ten Hag if they sack him in the summer to try and get someone else, because you know he's got Mourinho players, Van Gaal players, Solskjaer players.
Well, he's still spent a lot on his own, like in his own time there on shit players.
But again, you know, like we said earlier, it's not his fault that they've cost so much. I mean, again, it was his decision to try and go for De Jong as well, and that was a summer wasted trying to get him when he doesn't want to come. But there hasn't been that sporting director or whatever above him to say, no, this isn't feasible. Let's go for this player instead. You know, when you got fucking John Murto above you, like, yeah, okay. You know, going over to fucking Barcelona with his mates, fucking going to the hotel, yeah. In the bag, lad. In the bag. Come back. Oh, no, he doesn't want to come. Fucking, it doesn't work, you know. So, yeah, when the infrastructure's there, it will be better having that fucking background behind him so he can just concentrate on training the team. Eric Ramsey, who's one of the assistant coaches, he's off to Minnesota something in the MLS. He's been our set pieces coach for a couple of years. Basically, he came in from Arsenal and we scored like three corners since he's came in. So I'm so glad that he's gone now. Trying to get rid of other previous managers' staff, be it the coaches or the fucking higher-ups and that, if you can get your own team, which most of the time when a new manager comes in, they bring all their background stuff, their own coaches and everything, even like fitness departments. Erik ten Hag hasn't had any of that. And so it's always fighting a losing battle there. So hopefully they'll keep him and then carry on. But otherwise, Tuchel, he's been fucking saying, oh, I'll go to Manchester. Fuck off. Don't want you. You know, I'm glad we didn't get Poch. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying to float around to see what other managers would be a feasible fit. But I don't really see anyone else there.
I can't see
that. It's a mad time, because you think years ago there was loads that you could just go, like, yes, Mourinho, you want him, you want fucking Ancelotti, you want this, you want that. It's too hard now. Yeah. Like, there's no big, hard-hitting fucking managers out there to just say, yeah, let's get that geezer.
That's it. I mean, the one thing, or the big name, I think Conte, but I don't think Conte, remember him.
But again, he is he over fit. It now as well, though?
No, I think Spurs are just Spurs, isn't it? But
I don't think the Premier League suits him.
I don't know. He don't want a chance. I don't know. If your players suit that manager as well, everything's got to marry up perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting to see who takes over after Klopp leaves.
Yeah, and then when Liverpool are back in mid-table next season, we'll fucking hear what you're saying then, James.
On Thursday.
Well, they're already doing it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, that.
Been drawn out against Sparta Prague.
Oh, that's it. What's that? The worst one?
The Europa Conference League, isn't it? That's it.
There we go, then.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least it's looking better for United now this season. Otherwise, we was looking at the Conference League at one point this season. Right. Now, it is getting on. We're already over the hour point. But, yeah, there's definitely this one that we've got to get out.
Mm.
So, we've got a two-parter from Steve.
Right.
Steve's telling us about his mate and he's looking. His mate's girlfriend.
Yes, we asked for more.
Yeah.
We asked for more context. His friend's girlfriend was doing OnlyFans.
Got recognised. They've had a fucking Barney. His mate's been sleeping on his sofa.
That's it.
So, Steve, he's fucking getting on it, kid. He's emailed back. So, all right, lads. I had some real talk with my mate. Good man. I don't know where he's from, but as I was reading this out the other day, I've got like a bit of a cockney vibe in my head. Had some real talk with my mate. Bit of a shoulder to cry on. So he told me more about the OnlyFans saga. She started off during lockdown, which a lot of them seemed to do, didn't they?
Yeah.
Before they got together.
Right.
Started off with pictures, then scaled up to getting dicked on cam. So she was having full penetration sex with other men on camera, for anyone that doesn't know what dicked on cam is. Apparently... She hasn't been with another man since they've been together. Just sticks to solo stuff. He wouldn't say what kind of shit she does. So, obviously, Steve's asked.
Yeah, I assume that's probably everything then. Means he doesn't want to say. And if she's getting full-blown, there's not much more after that.
Yeah, but if she hasn't been with another man since she got in a relationship with him, what kind of solo stuff? What he wouldn't say. So he says, they're going out for a coffee and a chat to see if they can get things settled. I'll keep you updated.
Right.
And he has updated us.
Oh, okay.
So it was a couple of days later. He fucking sent it in like a little gem. Fucking sweet. So the update, they went for a drink. He's calmed down and got an understanding of the situation. He's moved back in on the terms that he sees the content going out to make sure he's okay with it.
That's fair enough.
So, happy days. It's getting fucking sorted. Mm. He's give his head a wobble and he's fucking back with the missus. Well, he must be happy with whatever content she's been doing then. So, all I can imagine... I mean, probably not in the Costa Coffee Log, but she sat there, got the laptop out and that, and gone, look, this is what I do. Fucking, I'll get this monster fucking rubber dildo, shove it up my arse a little bit, fucking, give it a little fucking lick here and there, and send it off. So he's got to be comfortable with it. Well, I mean, how comfortable can you be? Look, I don't know how much Steve had a real talk with him about. But we was on about is so we'd be more acceptable with it as long as the Lord she wasn't ruining her own sex drive for their sex life. So I wonder if they've had that conversation. Is it am I just going to get it fucking on birthdays and Christmas because you're fucking feasting yourself every day, or am I still going to get my peace?
Right.
So hopefully they've had that conversation.
I wonder if she's asked him to join him on cam.
Well, if he's got a little dick, he's not going to want to, is he? Steve, let us know. have you done a Jay Garrett and fucking tucked him off in the locker room? do you know if he's got a little pecker? Fucking, But yeah, you know, yeah, so good. He's fucking, he's listened to our second-hand advice because Steve's had the fucking the chat. Hopefully he did us justice. Hopefully you haven't told him to listen to the podcast if he's having these fucking secrets on air. But otherwise, yeah, tell him to feel free after it's blowing over. Don't get him to listen to these episodes. Yeah, fucking, yeah, hopefully it's all good for him. And yeah, maybe if he does start joining in, he can earn some money from it as well.
Let's see. I think that's what it's got to be. I think she's probably said, all I'm doing is this. I'm earning this much. I'll show you what I'm putting out beforehand.
I wonder what he thought she did for a living, though, first. Like, because they were living together. Yeah. Like, where's she hiding all the sex toys? And then, well, that's if she's using sex toys, and I don't know.
Well, the fact that she's doing solo stuff, it would have to be something solo, but worthwhile, you know, to get money from it.
Yeah.
It can't just be.
So, yeah, I just don't, I don't get what does he think that she did?
Yeah, that's so like, that would, you know what, if you can update us on that, because that'd be really interesting actually, to find what did he for
yeah, her living like, was. Did she think, like, did he think that she just had an IT job at home or something? You know, because
she started, started in lockdown. That's about 4 years ago now. Yeah.
Yeah. Nearly 5 years now, isn't it? Because it was at the end of, four and a half, because it was the end of 2019, COVID-19.
Yeah, but lockdown started at April 2020.
Yeah.
So it's that's a good question, actually. I wonder what he thought or whatever she told him, or because there was.
But again, I wonder, did they have that conversation? Like, did he just move in? Like, I'm assuming it was her house. I don't know if they bought a house together or rented a house together.
No, because if you're an OnlyFans on social media, you can't get a mortgage. It's you have to pay the house outright because they won't give you a mortgage because you can't guarantee that income every month to pay back.
I don't know, mate. Yeah. I don't know. I've not done that much research on OnlyFans, to be honest.
No, I only, I think I mentioned last time.
I suppose because you class as self-employed, don't you?
Yeah, it's like, I watch a thing with Oliver Atwood and one of the models says, no, they won't give you a mortgage if OnlyFans is your only work. So you have to pay the house out, Roy. So you never know. Maybe she does. Maybe she is doing it on the side.
I don't know.
Both. But yeah, if you can let us know about that, it'd be interesting, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, Steve, obviously, it's your mate. You would have met her enough times as well over the time. What did you think she did for work as well, though?
That's a question, yeah.
Yeah.
And has he had a look at her OnlyFans handle?
Well, he hasn't give the link to it or anything.
Keeping him to himself.
Mate, oh, fuck you. Like, even if I was sent to it, I ain't gonna waste money.
Yeah, I've all some people. Some people just love
not him, like his me. Missus.
Fuck you now.
Oh God! Right, we have waffled on long enough. We haven't even spoke about any of the things. Like, I had this thing about worms that I wanted to talk about.
Right,
not me having worms or anything, or the dog having worms. Just fucking worms. Mad. But I'll try and remember to talk about it next week. We ain't spoke about the weather again. We've spoke about that a lot lately. Loads of things, you know, all the important news that's happened this week. I don't know what's happened, but, you know, there was stuff that we was going to talk about, but we just haven't got around. There's even another email that we haven't got a lot of time for. But we'll save that. We're going to open up next week's episode with that. Probably talk shit first again, but we will start off with that. And we want to give the reminder, we want those text messages, them titty pics, WhatsApps.
Yeah, because obviously, as we said earlier in the show, it's our 50th episode on the next episode. So we just
would have been 52. Last episode would have been number 50, but there was the two that got fucked over because of corrupted files and that.
Yeah. But then we would have done something a bit special for that one.
Yeah, it would have been last week's episode that would have been that.
So we're just trying.
It's a year anniversary as well as episode 50. It's a year of doing the podcast.
So
how time flies when you're having fun.
No, you'd be.
Well, you laugh like you're having fun. This is our social life, you prick.
It is. But no, it'd be, if you know, if we can get a lot of questions, we'll go through them or emails, you know, just to make next week's just a bit more special, a bit more longer.
Yeah.
Obviously, me and JD would, you know, talk about how, you know, we just talk, maybe we do our favourite episodes and what we've learned from doing a podcast. And little insight.
Fuck all.
A little real talk insight.
Oh, it'll be one of the rarest episodes ever.
But yeah, if you want to send, you know, your messages over.
We want it all. Just send it, whatever. It's like you can ring it all you like as well. I'm not going to answer it. Look, because I know that some cunt's going to went there. Look, someone's going to fucking like put it on a private number and try and like badger it all night long. Like,
James.
Yeah, I'll answer to that guy's cunt. Fuck off, you all. But yeah, just fucking ping them over. But yeah, as I said, I'm not going to have the phone on me all the time. I'm not going to be going to sleep with you fucking like next to the pillow, not fucking anything like that, you dirty bastards. So yeah, I will just check it like once a day maybe. And then I'm just going to wait for him. And, you know, if you're lucky, I'll text you back as well. But I'll fuck off, you dickhead. well, to be fair, it's not a SIM that I'm going to have credit on. So if it's a WhatsApp, I might WhatsApp you back. But oh yeah, I ain't going to sit there. I don't even text people that I know in general. So, but yeah, just a reminder again, if you can't be asked to look down in the description, you just want to listen to it and memorize it, we have got the number of +44 if you're outside of the UK, but inside the UK, we've got 07470488096. Keep the fucking messages coming, keep the emails coming, keep it all, keep the liking, the sharing, the downloading, subscribe, follow if you know and all that. You all know what to do. We don't need to keep saying it, but we have to say it because some years can be a bit lazy sometimes, but we all do it. I don't always download or like that. You know, we're all guilty of it.
It just helps us out.
It really does, to be fair.
We appreciate, you know, you just putting like 2 minutes in just to send an email or now a text. You know, it really helps build this podcast, and yeah, it just helps. It just makes it easier for me and you. Just, I suppose it happens more organically because we're just talking nonsense rather than, you know, not trying to find a purpose to talk, but it's easy to bounce off. So we really do appreciate everyone's.
Yeah, but it's like even early doors, which says, you know, we don't know enough about football to make a football podcast, but we still spent 20 minutes chatting shit about fucking United, Chelsea, Harry Kane, and Dermot earlier. And, oh yeah, on that note, fuck Sam Smith. Yeah, send them all in. We'll see you for the big 50 next week. And hopefully you have a good week, innit? Yeah. Peace.